个人布道。
We talk about personal evangelism.
啊，这个个人布道要讲的基本道理啊。
The basic things that we do in
第一个就是介绍我们所信的神。
The first point is to introduce the God that we believe.
第一个就是说信奉造物的神。
That is to believe the Creator God.
第二个是说信奉这个生命的神。
And to believe the God of life.
第三个就是信奉救赎的神。
And also to believe the Redeemer God.
他会救赎我们
He will save us.
脱离的苦难，脱离灭亡。
And from destruction.
第四个是信奉审判的神。
And to believe the righteous just God.
因为这个神在做审判工作。
Because he is the one who do judgment.
在世界的结束也要审判。
That is, he will judge the world at the end time.
人死了以后也要审判。
And after we all died, we will face judgment.
第二个单元呢，就是说我们要讲基本道理，讲这个救的问题，救。
So we have to talk about the salvation.
就是认识耶稣是救主。
To know Jesus Christ is the Lord, the Savior.
为什么他能够称为救主？
Why he could be called Savior?
因为他的降生和一般人不一样。
Because his birth is different than ordinary man.
圣灵怀孕。
He is conceived through the Holy Spirit.
他没有罪，他神的灵来怀孕的。
He was conceived in Mary's womb through Holy Spirit.
为所有的人的罪来钉十字架。
And he was nailed on the cross for all mankind.
他从死里又复活。
And he resurrected from the dead.
还升天。
And also ascended to heaven.
除了他以外，没有第二个人有他这样的。
Other than him, there's no other man like him.
他救我们什么？
Wow, how did he save us?
他救我们的肉体变得医治。
Our flesh, so that our sickness could be healed.
脱离魔鬼，脱离困苦。
Depart, so that we could be saved from Satan and suffering.
他救我们的灵魂。
And he will save our soul.
免去了死亡。
To depart from death.
还可以进天国。
And also enter heaven.
所以应该我们要相信他为救主
so we need to believe that he is the savior
还要接受重生的洗礼
so that we should receive the baptism of rebirth
所以第三个单元呢就是要让他认识得救的道理
the third point is for them to know the path to salvation
要让他懂得相信救主那么要悔改
so that they will believe in God and repent
要从水重生
so that we could be reborn by
要从圣灵重生
reborn by Holy Spirit and by water
遵行天父的旨意
to practice the will of the Heavenly Father
就是神的旨意要我们圣洁
that is the will of the God is for us to be holy
神的旨意要我们彼此相爱
that is for us to love each other
神的旨意要我们合而为一
God's will is for us to be united
神的旨意要我们得救
God's will for us to be saved
所以说这个就是我们要向一个求道的人应该讲的基本道理
That is the things that we should cover in the fundamental teachings
在讲介绍神
To introduce them to God
相信耶稣为救主
Believe Jesus is the only savior
怎么样接受得救的道
and know the path to salvation
这一题晚上会出来
so I'll tell you tonight this will appear in your exam
你刚才没有注意就讲过了没有再讲
if you miss it, you miss it
所以呢这个要工作要布道以前呢
so before the preaching and evangelizing
就是要做一个准备
so we need to do some preparation
集众布道也要准备
When we preach to the multitude we have to prepare
事先要准备是传单
We have to prepare the pamphlet
或者说广告
And also
登报
do some ads
安排工作人员
And arrange some workers
做接待的
To be usher
看管车子的
And to be managing
特别的
cars, vehicles
在布道以前要做祷告
And also, especially pray before the evangelist.
还要准备当 人家来了，你要准备是陪谈的人员。
So when people come, we have to arrange someone to talk to the newcomer.
啊，聚会完了就和他陪谈。
After the service, we have to talk to them.
啊，那么在新加坡做得很好。
And it was done well in Singapore.
他们大概两个月前就要为了布道祷告。
They start to pray for the evangelical service since 2 months.
安息日早上、中午的进食。
They will fast and pray in the Sabbath morning and afternoon.
啊，另外一点就训练工人。
Also train the workers.
就是两个月啊的每个礼拜就要用这个训练陪谈啊，一把以前呢有慕道朋友所问过的问题都输入这个电脑啊这个资料库，然后调出来，大家呢训练谈道。
In every week of that 2 month preparation period, they will prepare all the questions that has been asked by the truth seeker, and they prepare and the answers and teach them how to answer the truth seeker.
然后准备一些福音小册
and prepare some pamphlet.
谈了以后要送给他
and to give it to them.
那么个人布道呢
for personal evangelism,
就是个别谈
that is, we have to talk to them one by one.
啊，我们准备一个心啊，我们就要救人。
We have to prepare our hearts, that is to save the soul.
我们先要了解我们要谈他谈的这个人呢、啊、他什么名字，他在什么信仰。
The name, the faith, the background.
他的性情，他的工作大概是什么。
The character, their job, their career.
他的家庭状况。
The family situation.
然后和他谈，我们才能够对症下药。
And then we will know what to talk.
才能够按时分粮。
And deliver the spiritual
food. 那么我们要和他谈，为了和他谈，而预先为他祷告。
And before we talk to them, we have to pray for them first.
啊，这个啊，那么要和他谈呢，以神的话为中心。
In our discussion, we should focus on the word of God.
另外附带我们的蒙恩见证。
And also accompany with our testimony.
啊，每一次不必讲太多。
Every time we don't have to speak much.
每一次你就要抓住一个中心题目。
Every time you have a theme or a focus.
我今天要和他谈的是什么？
What am I going to talk about today?
如果他把话有引开讲世界的事，你要把他赶快拉回来。
If you direct the focus on the worldly topic, you try to bring them come back.
不要让他啊这个讲到别的去了，那我们就。浪费时间。
Don't make it a waste of time to talk about the worldly things.
啊，那么当他有来我们教会听到，或者我们呢 和他谈了，他已经有对这个求道有兴趣。
When they come to listen, that means they have the interest to know more about the truth.
我们要继续带领。
We have to continue to guide them.
要保持联络。
We have to keep in touch.
因为他和我们接触，我们已经有留他的地址、姓名、电话做一个联络。
And we have to ask their telephone number, their address for future contact.
所以我们要常常抽空去看他。
So if we have time, we have to find the opportunity to visit them.
为他祷告。
Pray for them.
那么第二点就是要看那个情况，如果成熟的话，促进他要接受洗礼。
So if the time is mature, that we should encourage them to be baptized.
当他这个初步的道理已经清楚了。
If they understand the fundamental teachings.
我们就告诉他要洗礼。
We should encourage them to receive the baptism.
第三点呢，当他洗礼以后。
After baptism.
好像一个刚刚出生的小孩。
Just like a newborn baby.
我们要把他带领到他能够自立。
We have to help them to the point of self-independence.
常常去宽他。
We have to always visit them.
不要受试探或者试炼来跌倒。
Do not let them fall because of temptation and trial.
有时候会受人家讲闲言闲话啊，逼迫而跌倒了。
Sometimes people will be stumbled by gossip or other bad words or accusation.
那再进一步把他带到参与我们的圣工行列。
And guide them step by step so that they could participate in the holy work.
带他一起又向慕道朋友来见证。
And guide them so that they will know how to testify.
一方面他也兼顾自己，一方面他也听我们，又有一个新的这个慕道者，他也学习怎么要和人怎么讲道。
On one hand, they will know how to strengthen their own faith. On the other hand, they will know how to testify to other people and
最重要要鼓励他多读圣经，还要 多祷告得到圣灵。
The most important thing is to encourage them to read the Bible and also pray for the Holy Spirit.
这是关于这个向外布道的情况。
That is the, about the evangelism.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
宗教教义。
Religious education.
宗教教义就是我们一代传一代的信仰基础要趁早来确立。
That is, we have to establish the foundation of the faith of next generation as soon as possible.
因为从这个幼年的时候呢，我们有系统的按这程度来施教。
From the young age, we have to teach them systematically and with
preparation. 后
so that when they grow up,
能够站得稳。
They could stand firm in the faith.
所以有建立这个幼少年的信仰基础。
So we have to build them a firm foundation.
将来呢，我们教会才不会失去了这有为的青年。
So that our church will not lose any of the potential youth.
如果教会聚会的时候看不到青年，
If during our service we see no young people coming,
这个教会就没有前途。
This church has no future.
也可见我们的基础建得不好。
And that also indicates that the foundation that we are laying is no good.
所以教会在发展一定要看到青年在参与聚会。
So the development of the church must be with the young people coming.
要克服一切的困难来办好这个幼年班、少年班。
We have to overcome every difficulties to guide the youth.
有好的幼少年呢，才有好的青年。
We have good young kids and we will have good young people.
所以这个青年班也要接着建立好。
So we also have to build the youth class well.
青年时代最容易受周围朋友的感情迷惑。
People will be tempted most easily during their youthful years.
这一段叫做国中、高中是走入歧途的期间。
That is the most rugged path of the years.
所以教会要看重这一段时间呢，要坚定他们的信仰。
So the church should put the most effort to build their faith.
要灌输属灵的知识。
To input the spiritual knowledge.
好好训练这些青年呢，能够为主的工作。
And to train them for future holy work.
参与工作是最好的时期。
Let them to participate in the peak of the year.
所以有好的青年。
So we have good youth.
我们教会才有好的干部。
And in future, our church will have good leadership.
现在教会的才有继续有接棒人。
And the church could have someone to succeed the work.
这成为我们教会发展的力量。
That is the strength of the church development.
担任教会圣工的柱石。
That is for them to be a pillar of the church in future.
所以这个工作当然我们教会的责任。
That is the responsibility of our church.
但是我们父母亲呢，要负担这个更大的责任。
But as parents, we have to bear the more heavy responsibility.
我们要鼓励他参与。
We have to encourage them to participate.
我们要载他陪他。
We have to be with them and accompany them.
来教会才来上课才一个礼拜才两个小时。
We only have 2 hours every week for the youth class.
但是在我们家里呢。
But in our home,
7天
we have 7 days.
大部分除了去学校以外的，在我们家。
Other than the time they spend in school, they will stay at home.
所以我们要注意他的言行举动。
So we have to pay attention to their deeds and words.
如果和这个我们的信仰有偏差，马上要纠正他。
If they are different, deviated from our faith, we have to correct them.
所以从小就要建立信仰。
We have to build the faith from the youthful years.
宗教教育要有组织。
So we have to organize the religious
education. 所以说按着他们的程度来分班。
According to the level, we divided them into different classes.
这个组织的目的在哪里？
What is the purpose of organization?
组织的目的就是要把工作做得好。
And the organizational purpose is to achieve the work.
也就是说分层负责。
That's to delegate responsibility in different levels.
分工合作。
And everyone have different duties.
教会只有几个负责人是没有办法做那么多工作。
It is impossible for a few board members in a church to do every work.
所以呢，在有一个宗教教义这个 组织有系负责。
So we have a department head for the religious education.
各班的班负责。
And we will have a group leader in different
class. 还有教员。
And also the religious education.
这个组织就是要发挥个人的恩赐。
Organization is for us to is to facilitate.
啊，各尽其职。
Different gifts and different abilities.
不过这个组织呢，重要。不是那个组织把、啊、那个、啊、名单挂在墙壁上印在这个、啊、这个纸的上面而已。
But the purpose of the organization is not for us to print a very nice schedule hanging on the wall.
就是要发挥他的恩赐。
But rather where everyone has to fulfill his task.、
啊、组织就是彼此要联络，密切的联络。
During the in the organization, everyone has to cooperate.
要被主的活泼的灵来啊这个。贯通我们的生命
and we should be guided by the living spirit of the Lord
啊，所有的工人建立为一体
and everyone could be united in one
所以要我们有组织要善用这个组织
so we should use the organization
啊，要健全这个组织
we should strengthen the organization
那我们呢有这个教牧人员传道者负责人长职
so we have the board member the RE teachers
我们有这个啊参与圣工的人员
And we have someone to participate in the holy work.
我们应该去关心他们。
And the board member and the other workers should pay attention to the work.
有组织，他们参与这个工作有没有遇到什么困难
？We have to ask if they face any difficulties in the work.
比如说机会的场所。
For example, the site of the service.
或者教材问题。
Or do they have enough materials?
或者就这个工作的安排。
Or the arrangement of the schedule.
或者监会的困难。
Or do they have financial aid?、
哦、那么就是我们要去关心这些、啊、这个教员啊学生啊。
That's we have to pay attention and see what we can help.、
啊、我们要为他们祷告。
And also most importantly is to pray for them.
我们对这些教员呢要多加尊敬而鼓励他们。
We have to encourage them and respect all the teachers.
因为他们的工作很重要。
Because their job is so important.
我们的下一代就交给他们。
We entrust our next generation to them.
他们能够成功。
If they could be successful.
那么这教会就有前途有希望。
The church is with a future.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
教会的组织。
The church organization.
教会是耶稣基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
而每一个人就是肢体。
Every believer is a member of the same body.
啊，目的就是说教会的工作很多。
There are many different works in the church.
那么呢，要达到每一件事事事有人做。
The objective is everything is done by someone.
那人人有事做。
Everyone is doing something.
如果在教会里面没有工作，他很困难发起热心。
If one person does not participate in the work, then it's very hard for them to be fervent.
啊，事情有人做。
If everything is done by someone,
啊，人人有工作，
and everyone is doing something.
这样需要这个组织。
That needs the organization.
所以除了宗教教育有系统的组织，
so other than the systematic organization of the religious education,
啊，那么还要事工啊的组织。
And we also need the special organization for the holy work.
有教务里面也有教牧系。
And under the religious affair, we have the department of pastoring.
要先道系。
And also department of evangelizing.
所以这个就是说，教牧系就是负责探访工作。
The pastoral unit is to visit the member.
负责安排典会。
To arrange the schedule.
翻译。
And the translation.
抒情点诗。
Delivering sermon, piano, or hymn leader.
聚会记录。
Or the record.
For the 接待
service, usher,
机会的接待
usher for the service.、
那么这个湖还有一个先道系
and also the evangelical unit
就要负责对外、要分福音组啦
that is their task is to work externally
怎么要做好对外的开拓工作
preach the gospel
那么总务里头呢
and under general affairs
还要分一些做事务方面的
some do the general work,
文书方面的
some do the secretary work,
书信的建立
and also build up the faith,
教会历史的这个、档案整理
and also keep the database and the file
信徒名册的整理
also the the church a record.
教会租船的登记。
Directory and also the record of their.
外地来访问。
安排
住的问题。
And accommodation.
哦，安排这个看管车子的问题。
Also, someone looking after the all the vehicles.
如果要洗礼，总务要准备去洗礼场找适当的场所。
Before the baptism, the RA should.Religious affairs should, general affairs should investigate the site.
总务一个两个怎么做得完呢？所以要有事工的组织。
How can general affairs do everything? So he needs someone to help him.
所以教会一定要有组织。
So a church should have organization.
才能够把工作做得好，样样的事都有人做。
That's the only way to achieve the purpose.
摩西一个人做不了那么多。
Moses cannot do everything.
所以有分成千夫长、百夫长。
So he has an officer of thousands.
五十夫长、十夫长。
Fifties and tens to help him.
有分成负责。
Different level have different of.
那么信仰上还有长老。
And in the faith we have elders.
来还有祭司。
And also the priest.
还有族长。
And also the group leader.
来协助解决问题。
To assist him to solve all the problems.
为他们的生活需求。
And to feed, to take care of the life.
为他们这个信仰需求
and also the faith.
把它组织起来
so everything could be organized well.
如果教会没有组织
if the church has no organization,
这好像很多汽车零件都丢了一大堆没有个组合就不能成为汽车
just like all the parts of a vehicle is in a mass is falling on the ground.
教会是基督的身体
the church is the body of Christ.
每一个信徒都是肢体
everyone is a member.
把它和联合的合适
if everyone is coordinated,
结合而一体
and it could be joined in one body,
这个身体才能够不断的增长才有力量
that's why the body can grow, can have strength.
如果这个肢体个别分开了这个没有生命了
if the body is the different part is on its own, it's low life,
也不能做些什么
it can do nothing.
所以教会一定要加强组织又要善用组织
So the church to strengthen the organization
要发挥这个组织的功能
And that every organization if it's hard to fulfill its task
所以教会有负责人啊有职务会啦、啊、
So the church has the board member
有儿童教员啊
Had the RE teachers、
有这些工作人员要把它分工而合作
So everyone has different duties
啊也要有分层负责
Different levels as different tasks.
这样子呢，才不会当负责的压力很大。
So that the church board will not have too much pressure.
那么我们当负责的呢
？For us as a church board, member,
我们首先只不过把工作分配他们呢，那我们就从那个主负责来给他们交代，给他们叫来联络。
Our job is to coordinate all the work and to keep in touch with all the group leaders.
把工作交给他
and to entrust them with a task
那你定一个这个工作推展的一个进度
and you have a schedule of your progress
那你是一个领导你提醒他一下某某人的那个工作交给你不知道做到什么怎么样
as a leader you always keep asking a question about how is everything being done
这样提醒那以后他已经知道怎么做就不必提醒了
Keep reminding them until they know how to carry out the work.
那这样教会工作才做得完善。
And that is the way to do the church work well.
如果样样都要一个人去做。
If someone is doing everything.
那做不好。
And that everything could not be done well.
以前呢有一个教会那个教务非常爱主。
In the past, there was a RA in a certain church. He loves the Lord very much.
但是他很爱教会。又不会应用这个组织
but he does not know how to apply the organization
他也不知道分工我教应该做些什么
he does not know how to delegate responsibility
连总务连财务通通要做
and he even want to do the jobs of the financial
做得很苦
and also general affairs
那么总务财务就看这个教务通通做那一个你一个人通通包办了我们就这样看就好了
and the religious in the general affair and the treasurer we just hand him all the work and just sit there
你教务
relax.
那人家奉献也要找你
and people want to offer he will find you
那人家缺少这个执事这个请问这个要找一个铁丝钉子在哪里
And someone asked this trivial question about find some little parts.
教务也是很热诚，赶快找铁钉啊。
And even find nails and our religious affair, we try to find for them.
这个是总务的事。
Actually, that belongs to the duty
of
general affairs.
所以说自己要做什么啊。 也应该知道要做什么。
To know what you are doing.
所以在这个组织方面呢，如果组织好了，我们还要给事工讲习。
Also, we have to organize a training.
到底我这个工作要做些什么
？What am I going to do？
怎么去做
？How can I do it？
这样教会才算是慢慢增长。
So the church can grow gradually.
达到完善的地步。
And it could achieve.
这个也是在训练接棒人员
，and that's a good way to train the successor，
让他们呢有机会参与工作，懂得怎么去负责教会的工作
，so that through doing they learn how to carry out the work，
一种实际的训练人才
，is a practical way of training。
好，第九章
，Chapter 9，
教牧伦年和学问
，the knowledge of a preacher。
这个学问呢，就有世上的知识，也有属灵的知识。
There are knowledge in this world and spiritual knowledge.
那么属灵的知识就是要有追求，不断的从圣经去这个追求。
Spiritual knowledge is from the Bible. We have to pursue.
那么关于查经的方式
，about the way of studying the Bible.
可能我们呢也有那个林永基传道有讲过这个释经学。
I believe that Preacher Lin has been talked about exegesis in the past.
那一般的常识
，and the ordinary knowledge
可以从一般的这个报纸啦、刊物啦可以得到。
We can learn from newspaper and magazine.
或者每一个月看一本新书。
And every month you read a new book.
那只有知识还不够
，But if you only have knowledge, that's not enough.
自己爱追求灵修
，We have to pursue spiritual cultivation.
自己有进修正进取的心理
，To self improve.
第十章
，Chapter 10，
教牧伦年和祷告
，The preacher and the prayer.
祷告就和神交通
，Prayer is the way to communicate with God.
为什么教牧伦年重视祷告
？Why？ Does a pastoral worker need to emphasize prayer?
有两大理由
Two main reasons.
要听好
Please.
这个对我们很重要
It is so important.
第一个是为了祈求灵性的造就
The first point is to pray for spiritual edification.
第二个为了祈求圣灵的各种恩赐
The second point is to ask for all kinds of spiritual gifts.
那么讲第一个灵性的造就
，Pray for spiritual edification，
因为我们要领导别人呢，我们的灵性要比别人比较程度高一点。
As a leader, we have to have a higher spirituality than other believers.
我们要领导群羊，我们要以身作则，做好榜样。
In order to lead, you have to set a good example.
所以呢，我们不是靠自己能够灵修自己。
So it's not by our own self that we can cultivate ourselves.
这是要胜过我们的个性。
But rather we are fighting against our own old self.
必须要祷告，从圣灵来的能力来改变我们。
We have to ask for the Holy Spirit to change and to shape us.
所以说古时候领导者呢，比如说摩西啊。
In the past, great character, great leader, just like Moses.
但以理啊。
Daniel.
亚拿。
Anna.
这都是和神特别注重祷告灵修。
They are persons of prayer.
所以呢，他能够成为一个成功的领导人。
And they could be a good leader.
第二点，
The second point，
祈求圣灵的各种恩赐。
Ask for all kinds of spiritual gifts.
要做工，一定要有恩赐。
If you want to do work, you need the spiritual gift.
才有能力来。 推动圣功
So you have the power and strength to carry on
所以说我们要祷告让圣灵带给我们各种恩赐
So that we have to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give us a gift
不一定是哪一种恩赐
We are not specified God to give us certain gift
有口才
Someone is given
有时候从圣灵给我们有智慧
Someone we are given wisdom
也许给我们一变赶鬼的恩赐
Sometimes we are given a power to heal and to cast out demons
无论哪一种恩赐
No matter what kind of gift
就从圣灵带给我们
All from the Holy Spirit
但是如果我们懒惰祷告
But if we are lazy in prayer
想要做工
We want to do work
没有恩赐没有力量
But if you have no gift no strength
那么如果我们注重祷告
But rather if we emphasize on prayer
每一天最少抽出了20分钟30分钟 个别的和神的灵交。
At least pray for 20 or 30 minutes personal prayer.
利用早上起来，或者利用晚上。
Get up earlier or stay late.
找一个时间来特别祷告。
Find a time that you can pray to God.
这个祷告心应该存着谦卑，要服侍神。
We have to pray in humility in order to serve God.
如果骄傲，神不悦纳的。
We are proud, God will not listen.
这个祷告要诚实。
The prayer must be sincere.
实实在在。
Honest.
不虚假的。
We are not eloquent.
而且这个祷告迫切。
Not proud. We have to pray earnestly.
先前会需要神来帮助我们。
Diligently ask God to help us.
如果这样祷告最有效。
This is the most effective prayer.
那么呢？神也会给我们能够工作的能力。
And God will give us the strength to carry out the work.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
同工的问题。
Issues regarding the holy workers.
这个工作伦理呢？彼此之间呢？
That is among the co-workers.
好像一个身体各肢体啊都有功用。
Just like different parts of the body has different.
所以呢，我们要彼此尊重。
We have to respect each other.
我们尊重他也是神所用的工人。
And respect them as a worker used by God.
他也是奉献时间的。
They are the one who dedicated.
到哪一个地方都受人家的尊重。
So as a full-time minister, we always respected by members in different locations.
因为神拣选他，奉他，奉神差遣。
Because God chose them as a worker.
我们接纳他，就是接纳主耶稣了。
And we receive them, and as we receive.
同工之间，彼此要联络。
Among co-workers, we have to always keep in touch.
各肢体独立呢，不能发挥很好的功用。
Individual member of the body cannot function well.
所以个人要认识自己的恩赐是什么。
So everyone should know what is his own gift.
也要认识别人的恩赐。
And also know other people's gift.
所以彼此搭配合作来工作。
Everyone can work with each other in peace.
你做这一部分，我做那一部分。
You do this part and I do another part.
我做不到的，你帮助我。
What I cannot do, you help me.
你做不到，我帮助你。
I can help you on what you cannot do.
所以分工合作。
To separate the responsibility and cooperate.
彼此就是为了要建立基督的身体。
In order to build the body of Christ.
但是人呢，常常带着血肉之体啊。
Sometimes we have the flesh and fleshly ideas.
那么这个同心呢，这个同心不来啊。
It is difficult for us to be united.
这个同心很重要。
In being in one accord is very important.
不同心祷告没有功效。
If we are not in one accord, our prayer is useless.
不同心，神不和我们同行。
If we are not in one accord, God is not working with us.
同心就能够团结，才有力量。
And being in one accord is the source of all strength.
同心打败和敌人打仗才能够胜利。
Being in one accord is the only way to defeat our enemy.
所以五旬节圣灵降临，圣经常常记载说他们同心合一在一起。
The Bible they record in the Pentecost they were gathering in one accord.
神就把得救的人一直加给他。
And God add the numbers of the saved one.
比如说有人带慕道者来了。
For example, someone bring a truth seeker.
那么因为这个带慕道者来的人和我们呢，这个你对他印象不好。
If you do not have a good impression of the one who brings the sticker,
你对这个慕道者说这个带你来的这个怎么不好，怎么不好？
And to say some bad things to the truth seeker about the person who brings.
那这个慕道者不知道听谁的。
And the truth seeker don't know who to listen.
这神怎么会祝福呢？
How can God bless us?
所以我们呢，每一个人应该要这个尊重。这个工作人员。
Every one of us should respect the workers.
怎么样追求才能够同心？
How to pursue unity?
因为教会是基督的身体，我们尊重他也是在身体上的肢体。
To respect them as one of the parts in the body.
身体上的肢体不能缺少。
We should not lack any part of the body.
虽然这个小指头没有用。
Even though this little finger is no use.
你给它割掉也是不完整。
If you cut it off, then your hand is not complete.
不是全部没用。
It's not totally useless.
但是也不能少了它。
You cannot go without it.
教会就是要这样。
The church is like this.
看别人比我们强。
You see someone is stronger than you?
有时候我们不能做他能够做。
Sometimes what we cannot do, but they can do it.
你懂得这方面，他懂得那一方面。
You know this aspect, and they know another.
不要轻看别的。
Do not look down on other people.
所以在这个要同心的这个恩赐呢，互相搭配联络的建立主的身体。
So the different gifts should be coordinated in order to build the body of Christ.
啊、哦，这个肢体上某一部分呢，啊，比如说这个手能够写的。啊、这个很好的文章
For example, your hand can write a very good article
也是我们整个人的荣耀
But that also bring glory for the whole person、嗯、
这个手、被刺砸到
And the hands was being pierced
在痛
And
it's 整个身体不舒服
And the whole body
所以呢
suffer.
我们教会的弟兄姊妹是一起的同荣同苦
So our whole body share the glory and suffering.
这同甘同苦啊。
That is, we share it all.
这是有这种理念。
That is the mentality.
所以我们要有一体的精神。
To have the concept of unity.
也要有团队的精神。
Also the spirit of teamwork.
那怎么来追求同心
？How do we pursue unity?
要除去偶像心。
The first point is to remove the idea of.
不要常常说心里想我比你大。
Oh, don't think that you are bigger than me.
我要人家真正先来问我，我才问人家。
Don't let other people ask you first.
我们要先去，先谁先看到，先向人家打招呼。
When we see other people, we have to be the first one to address, to say hi to other people.
要除去那个领袖意。
To remove the desire of leadership.
有的只要支配别人，不愿意人家安排我的工作。
Someone is only willing to be a leader, but not as willing to be led.
有的贪图虚名。
Someone pursue a vain glory.
那这样就很难同心了、啊。
That is very difficult for them to be united.
要好这个名。
Someone desire for fame.、嗯、
他其实，的这个他的工作，他不能做得好。
They cannot do the work well.
那么什么工作他都要排一个名字。
But they want a name on everywhere.
那其实样样都排，他什么样样怎么做得那么多呢
？They arrange in everything, but how can they do it well?
所以一个人。最多排两样工作。
So for a single person, at most we should only arrange no more than two tasks.
让其他人更有机会参与这个工作。
Give some chance for other people.
那么同心就大家愿意谦卑下来。
So when we can be united, we all should humble.
愿意这个让步。
We should are able to compromise.
和真理有关系，我们要争取。
If it's something regarding the truth, we have to stand firm.
和真理没有关系。
Something is not.
和得救没有什么关系。
It's nothing to do with salvation.
让他吧。
Then we just.
大家不要想当老板。
Don't be a boss.
大家想当众人的仆人。
But rather be a servant of many.
这样子呢就容易同心了。
And that is the easy way to achieve unity.
还有一点。
And also one point.
人与人之间。
Among ourselves.
常常会口角。
Sometimes we have a conflict.
互相得罪。
Sometimes we say something hurting each other.
那么呢，我们有一家精神。
We should have the spirit of one family.
一体的观念。
Have the mentality of one body.
不要计较过去对我们不好的地方。
Do not remember wrongs.
不念人的恶。
Do not remember evils.
就是从心里面赦免他。
But rather we forgive other people from our heart.
最重要的。
Most important is.
能够为那些得罪我们的。祷告求主赦免。
Pray for those who are sinning against you and ask God to forgive them.
这样子才能够同心呢。
This is the only way to achieve unity.
如果我们大家同工同心
，If we all work together,
教会就容易发展。
And the church could prosper.
我们教牧人员呢
？And our pastor will
要有一个理念。
We should have this mentality.
我们要不断的找新工人。培养人才。
We have to keep seeking new generation of workers to succeed at work.
摩西有培养人才。
Moses cultivated new generation of
workers. 所以有千夫长、百夫长。
So he chose office of thousands and hundreds.
还要先选这个长老。
And also he chose elders.
当要老了，要离世，培养耶稣亚。
When he's old, he led Joshua succeed.
以利亚培养以利沙。
Elijah chose.
主耶稣知道要到父那里去，他就训练十二个使徒。
While Jesus knows that he's going back to his father, he trained the 12.
保罗到每一个地方就是找人才，找提摩太啦，找提多啦。
And Paul, wherever he goes, he tried to look for workers, for example,
Timothy Titus. 所以感谢主，我们温哥华。
So thanks the Lord, we Vancouver.
可以说我们加拿大这个发展教会，这个最好的。 领导教会
occupy a very strategic location of the church development in Canada.
所以呢，我们在这里办这个寻信班啊。
So here we have this STTC.
就是在培养人才。
It's the way that we cultivate members, workers.
这个恩哥华的弟兄姊妹呢，要派到各地教会去协助圣工去开讲习会。
In the future, the workers in Vancouver may be sent to different locations to conduct training.
所以说联会的人才。
Also for the one who is sermon evangelist,
辅导的人才
also counselor,
翻译的人才
translator,
宗教教育的人才
IT teacher,
圣乐的人才
and sacred music,
或者文工的人才
and also any other kind of work,
或者电脑资讯的人才
also information system,
各样的人才我们都在训练
we are training all kinds of worker.
那么训练要懂得要训练什么科目
We have to know what kind of topic that we are training them
一定要注意要灌输属灵的知识
We should not forget cultivating spiritual knowledge
要培养这个人呢有属灵的生活品质
Cultivate the spiritual character
要训练到教牧人员呢能够有自己使命
Train them to have a sense of commission
有工作精神
And they also have a right attitude in work
不要说对圣工怕又拖拖拉拉不去负责
Do not be refusing to holy work
我们要训练就是训练他对工作那个技巧能够提升
We try to evaluate the skill in doing
所以在训练我们先有基础课程
So I have to start from the fundamental level.
再来要进一步有进修的课程。
And also a more advanced level in training.
这样子教会呢才会不断的增长。
That's the way that church can grow.
不断的发展。
And to develop.
最后一章呢讲这个家庭生活。
The last chapter talks about the family life.
我们教牧这个领导圣工人员的这个家庭生活很重要。
The family life of the pastoral worker is very important.
我们夫妻要恩爱
the couple should have a very good
家庭要和睦
the family should be in peace
那么在工作方面
in our work
家人要支持
our family should support our
所以如果我们一自己的家没有建立一个基督化的家庭
if our church do not establish
我们要
family have, do not have it
我们要负责这个圣工就领导的力量就会被打折扣
Then our leadership in the church will be discounted
不能治理自己的家哪里有办法治理神的家呢
If we could not manage our own home How can we manage the church of God
那我们有一个原则
We have a principle
爱教会爱主也是要胜过爱我们自己的家庭
We have to love Jesus love the church more than our love to our own home
自己的家谁不爱呢
Family Who will not love their own family
夫妻也应该有爱啊
Of course, this must be love
儿子父母亲我们应该有爱啊
Between sons and father, they will love.
但是呢我们爱主耶稣爱教会的程度要超过自己家庭家人的爱
We have to love Jesus more than we love our family
这个就是说我们这个课程大概讲到这里
And this concludes our
最后
coverage
我来补充课程
Lastly, I make some final points.
养成七个好习惯
Seven good habits.
我还没有讲完
I haven't finished talking about that.
养成七个好习惯抄一下
So, please copy it down.
这个课程呢，就是在一本书里面呢，是外国人写的。
That is from, or this idea is from a book written by a foreigner.
这是叫做《与成功有约》。
That is an appointment with success.
里面的内容就是要养成七个好习惯。
The content is to cultivate seven good habits.
这七个好习惯，如果你平常去注意养成的话
，If you cultivate these good habits in your life,
你会做一个。人际关系人人和你在一起很温暖 很好的人
You will be a successful person who can maintain a very good relationship with others
你对于工作方面领导也是很完善
And you will be successful in your leadership
达到成功的人
And could be a successor Successful person
第一个就是 主动积极啊。
The first point is to be positive and active.
这个已经讲过了。
We have covered that.
你对一件事论文要做，你要主动。
If you notice something that is important, you have to do it.
叫圣公交给你，要积极的去做。
You're interested with something, you have to do it well.
第二个，以终为始，就是说，以终为始就是说，你要做一件事，你要考虑到那个结局啊，那个结局啊，来做开始计划。
That is, you have to use the endpoint of an event and use it as a focus of your
planning. 做论文是你要一个目标。
Whatever you do, you should have a focus and objectives.
那你要考虑各方面，考虑完好像主要是说，你要建房子要先坐下来，你要建怎么样的一个房子。要兼会要多少时间花多少
Just like when Jesus said, when you build a house, you have to calculate, see whether you have enough cost.
要做好计划你才开始去做。
So you, before you carry out the work, you have to have good planning.
生命记32:29
Deuteronomy 31:29
那一节圣经说我们要有智慧。
This word says we have to have wisdom.
去想想那个事情的结局。
To think about the end.
所以你要做一件事要想到那个结局你才不会失败
Whatever you do, you have to think about the end result, the consequences that you will not fail
第三点
The third point
要素第一要素第一
Set up priority
我们玩忙一些时间
We have to spend some time, sometimes
浪费在没有重要的事
Sometimes we spend some time on work in less priority
一天的时间事情分为 四方面
We should separate all the events into four different categories
第一个
The first one
重要又很急
Something is important and urgent
第二个重要不急
Second point is important but it's not urgent
第三个
Third point
不重要
Not important
但是很急
But it's very urgent
第四种
The fourth,
不重要又不急
not important and not urgent.
你想一想看，这四种你花的时间，你每天遇到的是哪一种时间最多
？So see what is the most time you spend every day doing that kind of things.
如果你活在这个很重要又很急这个第一级的
，if something that is classified as the first thing that is important and urgent，
你不多久就神经病了。
If everything is Under this category, you'll have a mental problem.
每一件事很重要，每一件很急。
Because everything you see is perceived as very important and urgent.
如果你花时间花很多在的不重要不急。
But rather if you spend all the time on the things that is not important and not urgent.
你是浪费时间，浪费生命。
Then you're wasting your time and your life.
不重要不急，你都花在那边干嘛？
Why do you spend all the time on the things that are not important and not urgent?
但有时候不重要又很急。
Sometimes things not important but urgent.
处理不可的
you must solve the problem.
这个时间 不会很多
You will not have many of these occasions
我们应该时间花在重要又不急
But we have to spend most of our time on the things that is important but not urgent
怎么样才能够重要又不急呢
How can you make it as important but not urgent
要素第一
That is to prioritize
你在以年度计划
In your yearly schedule
每一季的计划
And in your every schedule,
每一个月的事情
monthly schedule,
都是在这个桌历上写出来。
And you list it all on your schedule.
你已经把轻重缓急已经做好排安排。
You have to separate the things that are important and not important, urgent and not urgent.
什么事该我要花时间去
？What must be done by myself?
不重要的我可以别人去。
Less important things I can delegate to other people.
我一天只有24个小时。
I have only 24 hours a day.
我不可能样样我会做，通通我去做。
It's impossible for me to do everything that I could do.
什么是要紧的事
？What is more urgent?
会我去做不可。
Who is only could be only
通通我要去做。
If I do everything.
但是呢，什么是要事要排优先
？But I have to prioritize.
这个就是事先有安排好的计划工作。
That is a good planning.
这样子你就不会急了。
That's the way that you will not
be urgent. 好像我们这一次要办好这个训练班。
For example, this time you have to arrange
the SCDC. 或者要接纳这个海外宣教班。
Or to receive the free fellows from
OPM. 你早就已经准备有安排好了。
You prepare everything in advance.
这个什么时候该发文，什么时候该啊签结，什么时候该做什么
？When to Israelite, when to clean up, when to do what？
啊，谁应该做哪一部分的工作
？Who to what？
你就不会急了。
You will not
来，按部就班，很好啊。
And everything is in order。
如果你就满不在乎
，If you take it easy，
明天有人要来住了
，Tomorrow they are coming。
今天才急啊，还没安排，那就很急咯。
And you forget, and you say, "Oh, who to arrange do this?" You'll be very
重要又很急啊。这样活得很痛苦，工作的人也是很痛苦。
Because you have lots of things that are important and urgent, and you are in big mess.
所以要养成好习惯。
So then you have to cultivate good habits.
要素第一。
You have to prioritize the work.
不重要可以排除掉。
You remove something that is not important.
要双赢啊！这个双赢我们讲到双赢思维
，win-win mentality。
这个就是说，你遇见什么事，你就要考虑，不要再分做四种嘛。大部分说你输我赢
，that is where to divide the things. Sometimes
我才能够满足。
People are satisfied because you lose, I win.
第二种
，the second part。
我输你赢
，I lost you win，
当然我不干了
，and I'm not here happy。
第三种
，third point，
你输我也输了
，you lose I lose。
好，这有什么意思？多你输我也输，何必呢
？You lose I lose is meaningless。
第四种
，the fourth point，
双赢思维
，is win-win mentality。
怎么样考虑才两方面都有利益
？How can we achieve the win-win situation？
能够造就别人。
Edify others.
我也不亏损。
I will not be harmed.
神也有荣耀。
God is glorified.
肉体上今生有没有损失，灵性上也有造就。
In this life, there's no harm to our flesh, but in spiritual, it is edified.
我们叫做全方位的思考。
This is the mentality of all direction.
你教会要推展圣功。
That is for our church to prosper.
那彼此要合作。
Everyone is to coordinate.
或者大家发生冲突。
If we have conflicts,
夫妻吵架
or the couples having a trouble,
或者婆媳不和
or the son's daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law,
无论你在哪一方面
all directions,
你要为对方想一想
be considerate,
不一定要争得我赢你输
you need not to try to prove your right,
你要想
other people wrong,
全方位的考虑通通是赢的 都是有帮助的
you have to consider so that every direction, every side is winning,
这是好习惯
this is good habits,
这不是一天两天可以训练得起来，这个养成好习惯，慢慢来。
It's not an overnight process, but rather we have to cultivate it every day.
第五个就是说，我想想看啊，我记得我有讲过啊。
Let me think about it.
知彼解己啊。
No other person and try to explain yourself to other.
就是说这个你要去了解别人
That's for you to understand other people better
自己呢也要去为别人解释
And you have to explain yourself so that other people can understand
这样的人际关系才会好
It's the only way to maintain a good relationship
但如果说生气那个人生气我明明知道那你看到我转头我也看到你转头那永远也不合啊
If you know someone is angry with you and if hesee you and walk away and if you walk away then the problem cannot be solved
你去了解到底是什么原因那我你误会我我来解释给你听
if you know there's a problem you have to try to explain yourself and try to explain
家里面也一样教会一样
so I mean inside the family and the home and the society
那如果你能够做到这里这个好习惯你的人际不错
if you can maintain this relationship that is good
不会常常造成误会
so that the misunderstanding could be minimized
第六个
the sixth point
就是说综合效能啊，就是说综合众人的好意见啊。
That is to summarize all the opinions.
提高最好的 啊这个啊效果嘛。
And to try to maximize.
就是说，能够把每一个人的意见。
And to take.
哪一种优点都给他拿来。
Every opportunity and try to get all the good points.
提高最好的啊这个效能。
In order to maximize.
这个就是当主席的人，当主席的人啊，这点很重要。
That is.A very important task for a leader.
啊，不是只有主席的意见，不是一个人的意见。
Not only one person opinion.
能够综合个人的意见。
But rather, we have to summarize, analyze all opinions.
最好的意见。
Try to get the best point.
第七点。
The seventh point.
不断更新。
Continuous renewal.
这个就是啊，刚才这个不是这样写。红。混合了，混合，混合才对，混合中下才对。混合中下，这是混合，但是混合起来这个啊，全部的效果。那么不断更新
，continuous renewal，
个人啊，个人的品这个啊，灵修
，spiritual cultivation。
要慢慢要更新
to renew it.
个人的思想
our thought
观念
our mentality
要随着需要要更新
we have to always renew it according to needs
不要停留这个啊，在这个啊原地踏步
do not be stagnant and sustain one point
有好的观念有好的这个方法啊，这个一定要啊追求更新
to pursue better knowledge and fresh ideas
好像我们管理教会
just like the way we manage a church
带领教会
to lead the church
要吸收新的东西
to absorb new knowledge
有这种追求的心啊
and have the heart of pursuing improving
不要说成哎，我没有读书我都养你们几个孩子
do not always say I'm an educator but I can
所以结论就是不必读书啦
so the conclusion is you need not have education but it's wrong
这个时代怎么可以呢
how can you say it in this generation
这个就是说你不要那个头脑啊常常停留这个旧那个十八九世纪的那个时候了
do not let your brain to be stagnant and outdated
以前当传道
in the past I was a preacher
走路了
When I was first a preacher, I walked.
骑脚踏车
Ride a bike.
现在，啊，后来就开骑摩托车
Now, later and then we ride
a
motorbike and now we drive.
你当传道不会开车，这会没有什么效力。
As a preacher, if you don't know how to drive,
不方便
you don't have efficiency.
所以你现在呢，不能说骗人的。以前的传道走路都可以做工，现在一定要开车才可以做工。
You cannot say it's wrong because in the past people can just walk and do work. How come you have to drive?
时代不一样。
Because the time is different. And rather and more.
传道要学书是学电脑。
And as a preacher, we have to learn computer.
您说骗人？那以前的传道老一辈子通通不要电脑，他也是做工啊，做很多啊。
You cannot say old generation preacher they don't know nothing about computer. They can do great work.
不能这样讲。
You cannot say it.
时代需求不一样
The time is different
所以呢我们要不断更新呢
So we have to renew ourselves
个人的品德个人的素质一定要追求上进
We have to cultivate our character and self-improve
我们的观念我们的思想
Our mentality of thoughts
我们的这个随着这个时代必须信仰的牧羊方法都要更新
We have to renew the way of pastoring
以前呢放录音带啊他们就信仰祷告也会得到圣灵的
In the past when you play a sermon record, a cassette and they hear and receive the Holy Spirit
现在不一样
But now it's hard to
所以呢我们就是不断的更新
So that we have to renew
要养成这种好习惯
Cultivate a good habit
这我们那个老师啊他去上课上一个礼拜七天来讲七个小时给我们听我们七分钟讲完了
There's a teacher that I spend 7 days, one hour a day to summarize all this, but I spend 7 minutes with you.
是一个概念就好了。
It's only a outline.
常常想我要怎么样养成这个好习惯就好了。
Always know, try to cultivate a good habit.
好了，我们默祷。
Praise God.